Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. And I'm excited today to introduce a dear friend. We've been working together for several years and so impressed with his background and his heart. His heart is bigger than anything else because he's out there helping other people find their passion and their purpose. J.B. Crum, thank you for being with me today.
Sharon, it's a pleasure. I always like spending time with you. And I just want to do a big hello to everybody because I know if you're tuning in, you know what I say on my podcast, there are no accidents. This is the information you're needing right now in your life.
And JV is the podcast king, but he's got a much bigger mission, and he's the founder of Conscious Millionaire Institute and so many other things. His podcast is one of the top rated podcasts there is. And, you know, I've been honored to be his guest on a couple of different occasions, and he has more than one podcast. So we'll talk about that. But JV, I really like to always start for my audience understanding where you came from. So talk to me, you actually got into entrepreneurship at 4 and 5 years old. So tell us a little bit about little JV.
Yeah, so it was James back then. I've actually gone 3 iterations of my name, got to JV at 17. But I grew up in this little town, country town in the middle of Florida called Ocklawaha. And there were maybe 200 or 300 people. Everybody was poor, because that's what little country towns are about. And we literally, you know, sometimes we're struggling. We didn't know where the food was coming from. And that was the background I was in. And one day when I was 5 years old, I had been well trained. When we went to the grocery store, I had been trained not to ask for the candy bar because my mom would, and correctly, figure that people would think we were poor if she said no. So I'd always pray that God would put candy on the list of things at the grocery store. And one day, you know, it's interesting how things start. I'm going, well, there's got to be a solution to this problem. This is crazy, right? And I said, I know. I'll grow up and be a millionaire. Literally, it was that kind of inspiration. I ran in the house. I told my parents, and my mother shook her fingers at me and said, don't tell anyone. Now, of course, being the little five-year-old, I actually went around the neighborhood knocking on people's doors to announce that I was going to be a millionaire when I grew up. And these, you know, we had a lot of older ladies whose husbands had died and they had moved here because it was on a 4x5-mile lake. It was a really beautiful place, just everybody was broke. And they'd kind of roll their eyes and go, oh, little James is going to be a millionaire when he grew up, because nobody believed anything like that was possible. You know, and then I fast forward when I was writing my book, Conscious Millionaire, my editor says, JV, you have to explain that. And I go, explain what? He goes, why did your mom shake her fingers at you? Sharon, this is the important part of the story. We lived across the street from the little country church. And in a little country town, there's a family that runs the church, and ours was that family. And so my mom believed that if you made that kind of money, you must be a criminal. You must be a shyster. You've taken advantage of people, which explained why my parents never had any money, right? Because they couldn't receive because it was wrong. They were going to go to hell. And they believed that, right? And so fortunately, I didn't. So I went around. I was like always starting little businesses, selling tangerine juice, going around with my little candles I'd order from Boy's Life, and I got to keep 50 cents. My dad had 100 acres and grew peanuts, so I sold boiled peanuts. You know, I was the only little kid in town who wanted to have a lawn mowing business. So, you know, I figured I was kind of an indentured servant because my parents gave me a dime for more for my allowance. And I found that other people would give me a dollar. if I'd mow their lawn. So I mowed everybody's lawn. And I was always entrepreneurial. I just didn't know that I was. I was just looking, how do I get ahead? Because this is not the life I want.
Well, you had that mindset that you were going to be a millionaire. And so you decided to incorporate it as your vision, and you made it happen. You were a millionaire in your 20s.
Yeah, 25. I got the 4-story home on the water, the Mercedes, the trips to Europe. But here's what happened. At 3 months into this beautiful home, I was sitting in my living room, actually standing one day, and on the bay, there were all these sailing boats, right? And the wind was blowing, and I had palm trees in my front lawn. And I said, something is wrong with this picture. And this is maybe the most profound moment of my life. And then I said, I don't even like myself, and I'm horrible at relationships. I just figured out how to make some money, and melted down completely. And that's when I went off on the journey of going to sweat lodges and Wayne Dyer and Tony Robbins and, you know, Think and Grow Rich and reading every book I could find. I said, there's got to be something other than the money. So as a little kid, I just wanted the money because that was the problem. But then I very quickly realized it wasn't the money. And then I ultimately realized I didn't have a purpose for my life. I'd figured out mechanics of making money, which is great, and ultimately sold that company because I said, this isn't what I'm supposed to be doing with my life. And so then I was looking for dharma and purpose and meaning, and how can I make a contribution with my life to other people's lives, to humanity? And that became a burning desire because I knew I didn't want to be poor, but I wanted to make money in a way that mattered. And that became my burning desire.
And so when you started the Conscious Millionaire Institute, and you were one of the very first podcasters that was very well known, tell us a little bit about that journey.
Yeah, so that was an interesting journey. We launched the main podcast September 16th, 2014. So I'm very intuitive, and I just get a sense of what I'm supposed to do. So back then, there was a conference called New Media Expo, which is no longer in existence, but it was the first week of January every year in Las Vegas. And so the year before, I had been at that, and Jamie Tardy, now Jamie Masters, who has Eventual Millionaire, was my first guest slot. She and I were sitting next to each other. I didn't even know what a podcast was. She goes, will you be on my podcast? And I said, well, sure. So I was on her podcast, and it came out. I was actually in Phoenix at a training when it came out in September of 2013. And in 3 days, I had calls and it booked like $23,000 with coaching. And I said to myself, huh, there's something to this. I better go be a guest. So I started being a guest on a lot of shows all of a sudden, reaching out to people. And then that January, I went to the conference. And when I looked at the brochure, every breakout session period where there'd be like 9 breakouts, one of them would be on podcasting because it was very early. And you know what? By the end of that first night, when I got my registration booklet, I said, oh, I'm starting a podcast. So I went to all the podcasting things and I came home and I told my team, this is going to be huge. I don't know why. I don't know how. So, you know, we worked on it. And finally, I did my first recording with Michelle Patterson. It was on July 8th of 2014. And I was going to launch in a month. Now, the important part of that is I've never launched anything on time, nothing. Everything I've launched has been big. And here's why. I figured it out with the podcasting. I said, we don't have the marketing figured out. I said, we're not going to launch this until we figure out the marketing because it'll be a disaster. So we launched it in September instead of August. And it was huge. We had 30,000 downloads the first month and 150 the second month, 150,000 downloads because I'd figured out the marketing. And I said, this is supposed to happen. And I just follow my calling. That's actually how I make almost every business decision is, does it feel like a calling? Does it feel like what I'm supposed to be doing? And the first year, I didn't even think about making money out of the podcast. I just wanted to reach a bunch of people because I was driven. I think a lot of purpose-driven entrepreneurs are driven by an internal wound of their own. And my wound is that I'd made this money really early, but it was meaningless. And I didn't want other people to make that mistake. I wanted them to get rich, but I want them to get rich in a way that would fulfill them and be meaningful and have a purpose and make a difference in the world. And I wanted to show people that you don't have to choose. Because when I started Conscious Millionaire, nobody thought you could put them together. People were, I actually had people, marketers, laugh at me and say, well, this is never going to work. People just want to make money. I go, no, you're missing the whole point. The whole point is make the money, but do something that fulfills you. Do something you think it's why you're on the planet, because that's why you're here. It isn't making the money. It's fulfilling your destiny. And everybody has one. So that's become my biggest obsession, is how to help people do that and put it into a business model that works. But start with the purpose. That's the real thing. That's why you're here.
And you have a program that we're going to be talking about a little bit. I want to talk about that a little, and people can find out about it by going to SharonLecter.com/first million. But talk a little bit about the program, the webinar that you offer.
Yeah. So I have a masterclass in a webinar format, First Million Masterclass. And I've designed this for 5 and 6 figure entrepreneurs who want to get to their first million. And what I do is I pull back the curtain. I just believe, give all the meat out there. Don't hold stuff back. And I teach them what I've discovered are the exact 3 mindset secrets that if you incorporate these, and then I have money hacks for each one, and we can use one as an example today. And that if you'll do this, I do these with clients who pay me $50,000, and all of a sudden they're making more money in a month than they did all year, because it unlocks their potential inside. And that's the piece that I found really makes the biggest difference. What I think is happening is a lot of entrepreneurs are running around with good intention and they're working on the external, right? But the external will never be bigger than the internal is in your life. So until you up-level who you are, you're just going to create the same level. You might create a new...
I want to repeat that. The external will never be bigger than the internal. Such a powerful statement. Everybody write it down. So just share with us one of your hacks so they can see.
Yeah, so I'll give you a money secret. And I like to talk about Elon Musk. He just happens to be someone I admire, because here he is, exceptionally wealthy. And think about everything he's doing is about changing humanity in a positive. Tesla, SpaceX. So I go, you know, Elon Musk is, how many people, I asked the question, how many people believe that Elon Musk will send a rocket to Mars with people on it? Almost everybody, I've asked this so many times, will put up their hands. And I go, okay, great. How many of you believe you're going to send a rocket to Mars with people on it? And nobody puts up their hand. And I go, so what's the difference? Is Elon just smarter than you? I mean, granted, he knows to hire rocket scientists, right? But is he really smarter, or is there something else going on? Here's what's going on. And this is one of the most important secrets. It's about personal reality, which is really your internal system about possibility. So Elon Musk believes 2 possibility statements that most people don't. First, he believes it's possible to do it. So he buys into that. And then, more importantly, he believes it's possible for him. And so what I do is I help people shift their possibility internal statements and create what I call a possibility map. So instead of having a strategic plan, you've got a map of what needs to be possible. And so the statement that my money hack for that is, what must be possible for you to achieve X, which is the goal, in Y time? And then we just start unraveling it. And oh, this must be possible. I'll go, great. But then the first things people come up with are usually very big and beyond what they can grasp they could do. And I go, okay, great. Now, what would need to be possible for that to occur? And ultimately, we'll get down to a 1 small step they can take today. And now they've got a possibility map, and we keep readdressing those possibility statements over and over and over again. And all of a sudden people see that things that 10 minutes ago they didn't think was possible at all in their life, that actually this is possible. It is possible. And those are the kinds of shifts I help people make. And now they can play bigger. They can truly make their impact on this planet, and they can put more money in the bank account.
Yeah. One of the things people ask me all the time, I go, well, I grew up in a household where my parents I mean, I was in the business world before most women were. I was very early in the business world, only the fourth woman ever hired in public accounting. And I didn't see that as an obstacle, because my parents instilled in me that I could do anything I wanted to if I just worked hard enough. So it was a challenge. It was a challenge for me to be successful. And I knew I had to accept that I might have to work a little harder than the men that were hired with me, because I was new. I was the pioneer. But it is, you have to have that belief in yourself that it is possible. Roll up your sleeves, persevere, and pursue your dreams. And I think that's such an important concept that you're sharing, understanding what the possibilities are.
Well, it's interesting, because I think that goes back to my five-year-old, oh, I know, I'll grow up and be a millionaire. For me, that was possible. I decided in that moment that not only was it possible to become a millionaire, but it was possible for me. And that changed everything. And I never once doubted it, not once, between then and 25. And people go, oh, well, you were a millionaire so early. And I said, I was thinking about it for 20 years. I was planning.
So you were already so active in the podcast and the virtual world before COVID. Share a little bit about where you see the state of people's mentality now as a result of the whole world going virtual.
Yes. To me, this is exciting, what's going on. You know, you were just talking, you've been on two continents already today, right? Is that, you know, I have people who I do business with in Malaysia that buy, you know, groups in Europe. So in South America, is that, to me, this is the burgeoning of a whole new world that I call the next gold mine. In 2019, I actually put it on my website and dated it. And I made a statement. I said, we're headed into the new gold rush, and the next decade will be the most high opportune moment that entrepreneurs have ever had on the face of this planet. And you look at the devastation pieces of the pandemic, and the stock market's never been higher. Overall, businesses have never done better. There have been a lot of problems with small businesses because they've had to adjust. But I think the opportunity has never been bigger. We have so many ways that you can be an entrepreneur, like just for my podcast. I mean, it's $19.97 a month, and my podcast guests 6 days a week sign up, and I don't need an assistant. So we have all these tools available. We have technology that is rapidly shifting. And to me, the third factor is the world I play in and the world you play in, is we have this conscious movement where the whole planet's becoming more conscious about who they are, what's possible, what the future can look like. I just had a birthday and I joined Peter Diamandis' abundance group, because those are people I want to play with. And those are people who are playing in the possibility world of, you know, if we can think it, we can create a better world. By 2030, I don't think most of us will even recognize the world. The only thing we'll recognize is that we still have a house we live in. That's going to be about it. The whole world is changing, and with it, opportunity is abundant.
I agree. Yeah.
That is the great thing for entrepreneurs right now. Just choose a track and go.
Successful businesses solve problems and serve needs. And we have a few of those today. And so the opportunity and the possibilities are limitless. So for everybody watching and listening, write down this link, SharonLechter.com/firstmillion, so that you can get access to JV's masterclass, because we have to educate ourselves. We have to allow ourselves to be open to the possibilities, and JV is going to open your brain and expand your world so that you can reach for the stars and do whatever you are destined to. The issue is you. What's up here? And when that's where we need to work. We need to work on what you see possible for yourself, right?
Well, and yes, and it's 90 minutes, and it's solid transformational work. You know, when I do all my trainings, some people train information. I'm not the information guy. I think information is important. I think transformation is where it's at. Transformation is where you go from one level to another level. You were making 100,000 and now you're making 1 million, or you were making 1 million and now you're making 10 million, right? That is the result of transformation. And it all starts inside of you. For all the training I have, you're an accountant, I'm trained as a tax attorney. And I think all these external pieces are necessary, but not sufficient. 80% of success is all about the internal shifts between your ears. And that's the difference between somebody who has $1 billion and someone who has nothing. All about who you are. And the great news is that all of us can constantly up-level who we are. And it's an endless journey. I call it, limitless performer. It's limitless because there are limitless milestones or limitless places. It's like we're playing in a whole new galaxy. This is exciting. Who you can become is tapping your potential and then tapping it again and tapping it again and tapping it again. It's like, Jeff Bezos, the people who are playing in the billion level, this decade, I am convinced we will have our first trillionaire. And it may be somebody we don't even know of right now, because that's how fast things
change. It's an amazing world. Absolutely. And I just want to, put the exclamation point and bring something else that you said already. Your outside can't expand past your inside. And that's so true. And there's so many blockages. We're going to have a second recording with you, JB, and we're going to go into the private Facebook group, the Play Big Movement. So all of you watching and listening, make sure if you're not part of that to go ahead and join us, because we're going to talk about some of those blocks that keep us from expanding and reaching for that possibility. And, success is not a straight line. There's always little bumps along the way. But JB, thank you so much for being with us again. It's SharonLechter.com/firstmillion. And stay tuned. Thank you so much, JB, for being with me today.
Well, it's my honor. And I want to say, if you're listening today, take this information and execute, because nothing happens until you execute on what you're transforming inside.
That's absolutely true. And for all of you watching and listening, you are perfect. You're fabulous just the way you are. Let's just expand the world of possibilities. And thank you for being part of this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lechter. Reach out, info@SharonLechter, if there's anything we can do to support you. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn @SharonLechter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lechter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.